This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
So, for the regular listeners, you'll know that what happens is, before we record this, we record Newsish, our sister show, and in between the records, we go for a half a chicken and chips. And we start every show absolutely battered. No, not drunk, but just deflated. I've just been looking at Mark the last 2 minutes. It's like watching a bird slowly die. Look at the state you look hungover.
Mate, it's just come on. I could honestly sit here, close my eyes, and fall asleep.
Sleep. Genuinely try and sleep whilst I'll tell the listeners what's coming up. We'll have Save It for the Podcast, where myself and Mark will catch up on air. If he's awake, then it'll be movie news. That's followed by Mark's DVD review. Then we'll be talking to Danny Ward, who'll be giving us his movie pitch, followed by the box office top three, and ending on our hateful three with our special guest, comedian, comic actor, writer, Marek Larwood. Are you genuinely asleep?
I'm not, but it feels so nice.
It's ridiculous. I've genuinely never heard a show where someone's just would rather be asleep and is admitting it. Well,
I'm awake now. I've got a cup of tea in front of me.
I've also got a herbal tea. Right, so I'm going to try that, and you're going to start telling me your Save It for the Podcast.
You're going to try what?
I'm just going to shut my eyes whilst you tell me your what you wanted to discuss.
It's not like a major one. I wrote it down because it came up in conversation with someone.
Genuinely, this is absolutely amazing.
It's lovely. Why don't we just do this?
It's like I'm asleep at work and it's naughty. Go on, save it for the podcast.
Have I ever told you this? When I worked at the cinema, Cineworld in Ashford.
Hang on, we both worked at a cinema.
Yeah.
Have we ever discussed that?
I don't know.
I got in trouble with my manager because I was meant to. You remember, like, sometimes there would be an usher and you'd overlook the audience to make sure everything's okay, no one's talking. If it was like a busy, you know, Friday. And he caught me in the foyer, just wandering about. And he's like, "Aren't you meant to be in screen too?" I was like, "Yeah, it's Kill Bill, and I don't want to see the end."
That's funny.
I was just really honest. And I got in trouble for wearing black nail varnish.
Did you?
Yeah.
I feel that's something you'd do back then.
Pretty rock and roll.
Back in those days, they had a deluxe bar. So it was this really nice, well, it's not nice, but it's a comfy area in front of the screen, so the people that pay more money for their tickets can go in, have a seat, have an alcoholic drink, and then go in, and then you also can cook food for them and take it to them. Like, it's a real nice...
No way! Yeah, that's how they do it in America.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But
great.
They got rid of that now. But when you're working in there, when the film's on, you've got nothing to do. So I was just sitting there once, and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Because this is on topic. And I woke up, one of the scariest things.
Yeah.
Everyone that was on shift was standing watching me.
That's terrifying.
Someone had seen me, went and got everyone, and then everyone who wasn't on a department where they can leave, they're just watching me. And I opened my eyes and I just closed them again.
I did a gig a few months ago in Leicester Square Theatre, and was asleep seconds before I went on.
Really?
Genuinely.
I think it must be because we're getting old. Another time, everyone was in the deluxe.
Okay.
Bit. And then there's a manager coming that everyone hated.
Yeah.
And everyone ran off. I was in this, like, you know, you do a bit in your routine about what's the best... Oh, what's it called in the pub where the...
The booth.
The booth.
A booth.
It was like a booth. So I was stuck in the middle, so I couldn't get anywhere. So I went under the table, right?
You hit...
I sat under the table, and the manager came in. And obviously, the person who was meant to be there was there. Yeah. And she was slagging me off big time.
What is she saying?
Well, basically, that I wasn't doing any work, which is true.
You went under a table. That's amazing.
I know, yeah.
Okay, it's now time for movie news.
That wasn't what I was going to say.
Oh, no, all right, no, but look. No. Okay, but I just want to crack on. This is a film-ish show. Tell me in a second. We're going to do one bit of movie news.
Like Partridge.
One bit of movie news. Stop saying I'm like
movie
Partridge.
News.
Big news. Disney have announced that Lady and the Tramp is in development, okay, for a live-action film. Mark's tea is a bit hot.
It's really hot.
Does this excite you, live-action Lady and the Tramp, Mark?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Because, I'd love to know why.
Because that was one of three Disney films I had on VHS when I was a kid. So I'd watch that one a lot.
What were the other two? Let me guess.
Okay,
Robin Hood.
Yes.
Yes!
That's my favourite one. Come on,
of course it is. It's got ginger in it.
Unbelievable. that is why I like it.
Aladdin.
No.
Oh, God, of course not. That's in the 90s.
It's something that is shit.
There was a bit too much swearing on this show last week for my liking, so cut that out.
From you?
No, you got a bit more swearing. Yeah, you did.
Oh, right,
okay, it's rubbish.
Yeah, I hated it, and I was so annoyed. It was a birthday present. I was excited, and then it's terrible.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah.
Was it The Rescuers?
No, it's unorthodox.
I don't know a rubbish Disney film. Oh, it's not a Disney film?
Not technically. Oh, it is Disney. No, it's Disney. It's Disney.
But it's a film. It's live action.
Okay, I'll give you a... It's Mickey Mouse.
Fantasia.
Yeah, awful. The worst thing. As a kid, that is the worst cartoon ever made. I'm so glad you guessed it. Horrendous. I never watched it all the way through. Never watched it all the way through. Just those singing and dancing rubbish. It's a cartoon. It's not a skill for they can dance, is it?
I can imagine how disappointed it's so funny how disappointed you. I can see. Just there's no story, just short films. No. Where's the comedy?
Awful.
Oh.
And Mickey Mouse is good, but not that. Rubbish. It's rubbish.
There's the review.
I've never thought about that. I haven't thought about that for years, but I think that is my least favourite film ever.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It must be.
Okay.
So that was a bit of movie news.
Yeah, that was what was movie news?
The Lady and the Tramp.
It's going to be directed by the. I think you reviewed this. The Lego. Is it Ninjago?
Ninjago.
Director Charlie Bean. But Lego Ninjago didn't do that well. I was surprised by that.
You're surprised it didn't do well? Or surprised he's got the job?
Yeah, he's got the job. Right, well, there's a bit of.
The reason that didn't do well is because it didn't have any classic characters in it.
There's a theory. So what were you going to say before we give you the next bit of
just a quick one.
Movie
you
news?
Know at the Oscars, the Hollyoaks actor woman...
Yes.
Her short film...
If you knew... Mark, can I say something? If you knew you were going to be talking about her, why didn't you find out her name?
Because I literally, just before we came on, you said to me, have you got anything for... Save it for the podcast. And I went... The radio show. And
there you
I
go. Went, there's the magic of showbiz.
And I looked
there.
At my phone, and on my phone, I've got notes...
Rachel Shenton.
Yes.
What's her name?
I looked on my phone and I always make notes if I think of something that would be suitable to talk about.
Yeah, well done.
And we were talking about that short film. I think my mum or someone said they'd really like to watch it. And then we're like, how do you watch one of the short films that wins at the Oscars? Like, I Googled it. I couldn't find out how you'd watch it.
So it's just a question to me?
Yeah, how do you watch the short films that are at the Oscars? And what's the point of winning awards if you can't watch them?
Don't know. In other movie news, Steven Spielberg confirms that Indiana Jones 5 will be ready for release April 2019. Come on, Indiana Jones 5.
Yep.
If Harrison Ford doesn't get into another plane crash.
I think we've chatted about this before.
Yeah.
I've never been a...
Indiana Jones fan. That is absolutely ridiculous.
No.
Harrison Ford... I've said this before in old episodes of the Filmish show. If I could be any man, Harrison Ford. Love him.
Do you?
Yeah. If you could be any man?
Well, I think we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds?
No, that was if you could have any man.
That was going to be a regular thing as well.
I forgot about that.
Ryan, which Ryan?
Well, we asked Marek which Ryan he would prefer.
Yeah, let's bring this back.
To have sex with.
Yes.
That was it, wasn't it? Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling.
Which is my choice.
And mine's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Cool. And so far, Ryan Reynolds, when we did it, was winning. Yeah. Would you really want to be like an old man now?
No, I would want to be Harrison Ford when he was my age.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
In The Fugitive. Loved that film. I really loved that when I was young.
Okay, great. This isn't just a podcast about like films that you used to enjoy.
Yeah, why not?
Right, come on.
Movie news.
Yeah, that's movie news. It's now time for a song from the world of soundtrack. Gonna go for You Could Be Mine by Guns N' Roses from Terminator 2. Did you like that, Mark?
Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Ruddy loved it. my God, that
Guns N' Roses, Terminator 2. Right, check it out. So coming up, we've got Danny's movie pitch, but first it's time for Mark's DVD review. Mark's DVD review, 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 DVD review.
So this week I'm reviewing Molly's Game, because that's shortly out on DVD. I asked my mate if he wanted to come to the cinema. He said, "Is anyone else coming and what are you watching?" I said, "Molly's Game." He said, "I don't know her, but what are we watching?" Jessica Chastain plays Molly Bloom, a high-stakes poker hostess. She hosts to some of LA's richest, including a very famous actor. She found out he was good at poker firsthand. She would provide them with food and drink. The fruit selection wasn't great because you would hear the players say that they only had a pair.
I like that one. Anyway. You should try and put that in your... Could you put that in a gambling... Could you put that in your set?
I don't know,
and
maybe.
It's not about Molly's Game, it's about gambling. My friend was gambling the other day.
Yeah, maybe. Molly is then arrested for illegal gambling. She doesn't know how they found out and is annoyed. I should think the FBI bug her.
What?
They bug her. You know, like someone bugs you?
Yeah.
It's a bit forced, that one. Just remember the pair one.
Okay, yeah.
As well as other crimes, she's also accused of prostitution. She pays her lawyer to get her off, which is the sort of thing that they were accusing her of doing.
Very nice.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Excellent movie. I give it 8 marks. Immons, out of 10.
Is it an excellent movie?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's really good, but her performance is excellent in it.
Are you into gambling? I can't imagine you're into gambling.
No, I've got a good self-control with it. But I've been and played roulette at the casino.
Jesus wept. You have an app, I'll take over.
Okay,
do you like other Aaron Sorkin films? Because he directed that. He also did Steve Jobs movie.
I didn't like the Steve Jobs one, did I?
You didn't like the Steve Jobs one? I can't remember. You didn't like it?
Boring.
I really liked it.
No.
And the Facebook movie. That's what everyone calls
Facebook
it.
Movie.
Everyone calls it the Facebook movie. Social Network.
Yeah, I think that was better than the Jobs one.
Okay.
What about gambling with you? I reckon you'd love a bit of gambling.
What?
I imagine that you avoid it because you know you might get into trouble.
No, what it is, I just can't. Basically, right, I never... Oh, I've just realised David Fincher directed Social Network. And when I say I just realised, a wonderful producer Natalie just wrote it up on the screen. What else did Aaron Sorkin do then? He did West Wing. Oh, right, but he wrote the... Right, good. I was right about something. Right, good. So he wrote The Social Network, but Fincher directed and Danny Boyle. Actually, there's some other movie news. Movie news. Sorry, that's the jingle for...
I had a mouthful of tea.
Movie news.
Movie news.
That Danny Boyle will be doing the new Bond.
Daniel Craig will
be doing the... Try and wind me up. Danny Boyle will be directing the last Daniel Craig Bond.
That'd be brilliant.
Exciting.
Do we know anything about that Bond?
Daniel Craig will be playing it, and it'll be directed by Danny Boyle. So, yes, I just told you. Right, okay.
What were we talking
about? Casino. Well, basically, in the gambling, it's like Pulp Fiction, this. Yeah. Non-linear. I never understood gambling. How could you be addicted to that? It's ridiculous. Someone that, you know,
yeah,
used to enjoy a cigarette, whatever, and a ladder like a drink. how can you be addicted? There's no physical... It's so stupid. Then, got to a boxing, and I put some money down on a fight. I can't remember what fight it was. But basically, the bloke nearly knocked him out in the round that I'd guessed, and it was insane.
Yeah.
The adrenaline that rushes through your body, and I thought, better not do that again.
And
do you
think if he hadn't knocked him out and you'd have won, that would have been
that must
game
have
over?
Surely game over. Well, because he had knocked him out. Yay! There we go.
We're back.
Two comics.
The chicken is gone.
That makes it sound like you've had a dump. Right. So there you go. That was Mark's DVD review.
Oh, there you go, mate.
So it's now time for Danny's movie pitch. This is the section of the show where we have our guest, Danny Ward, come onto the show to pitch us a movie idea of his that myself and Mark may or may not green light. Hello, Danny Ward.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Where are you?
Ascot.
Ascot. Why?
You know, just a few bits and pieces going down.
What's going down? What are you doing in Ascot? Have you been doing a gig?
Yeah, just doing a bit of motivation in a school, you know. Giving something back.
What are you talking about?
Just doing a bit of sort of workshopping in a school.
What's that?
Motivation. Just sort of building motivation through comedy.
Is that really what you've been doing?
Yeah.
Bit of cash.
Yeah, I'm halfway through. I'm sat in the car park. I'm looking at minibus. Actually, it's a posh school. I'm looking at 8 minibuses in a row.
Very nice. Okay, Danny, we're ready for your pitch, if you are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, I might ruffle some feathers with this one.
Oh.
Seems like only last week I was pitching Mince Pies the movie, but already it's the last show before Easter. I wanted something seasonal. I thought Easter bunnies, but with Peter Rabbit just hitting the screens, no way. Then it hit me, like Humpty Dumpty falling off a wall. A heartfelt British comedy set in an Easter egg factory starring Mackenzie Crook, but also with a socio-political message. They said it can't be done. Oh, but it can. It's the factory's busy period, early January, and just as cream eggs make their way onto the shelves, so too are the Easter eggs going into production. Meet Peter, Mackenzie Crook's character, the foreman. He's an Easter egg man through and through. He lives, breathes, eats, sleeps Easter eggs. And this is his happiest time of the year. But his life is soon turned upside down when the Easter egg factory is bought by Dr. Smith,
uh-oh,
a politically correct dentist, lottery winner, and now Easter egg factory owner.
Oh my God.
Concerned as he is with modern cultural sensibilities, Dr. Smith plans to change the name of Easter eggs to holiday eggs and remove all the sugar, making them of carob, not chocolate. Have you ever had carob?
No. What is carob? Are our audience going to know what carob is?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like a substitute for chocolate, but it hasn't got any chocolate in it. Well, you know your couscous rice line? It's like that. It's chocolate for people like that.
That's a reference to something I do in stand-up, but okay, right, ignore that.
But
right.
It's rancid. Rancid.
Yes.
Peter is up in arms as he thinks about all the joy that will be sapped from the children who love that thin chocolate that only an Easter egg provides. His only hope is to raise enough money to open up his own Easter egg factory and embarks on a major fundraising initiative in order to get the production lines up and running in time for Easter Sunday. We see jumble sales, quiz nights, cake bakes and more,
yes,
as Peter and his crew of egg-loving locals come together in this vital cause. But just as they come close to reaching their target, the money is stolen. Surely Dr. Smith wouldn't stoop so low, would he? Will they recover the money? Will the Easter eggs get made? Will Easter be saved? This is the comedy we've all laid in wait for. It will have you cracking up and spitting feathers if you miss it. I give you the Easter Egg Hunter. That's a reference to the Dr. Smith who's going up to Easter eggs.
Yeah, wonderful. Fantastic. I mean, I absolutely... Go on, Mark. You look ready to speak.
Well, I was really loving it.
Yeah.
And then it lost me a little bit.
It did, the end, Peter. It felt like it was really building to a climax.
Petered out.
Petered out, well done. But then it just became about, like, will a bloke...
find some money.
Yeah.
Well, they're raising the money, you see. They're doing well.
Is it a comedy?
No.
Yes. It's a heartfelt comedy, Mark, with a social political message.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So they want to change the name of Easter eggs to holiday eggs.
But are people going to watch this outside of Easter, Danny?
I've never known an Easter movie.
No.
No, well, quite. Hello, USP.
Yeah? Peter Rabbit's going to go for it, I suppose.
That's true. I mean, I haven't seen it myself.
Nativity, is that an Easter movie?
What?
No, Nativity's...
No, it's Christmas.
Is that an Easter movie, born. Mark?
That's when he dies, the other one. What's the one...
You're a heathen, mate.
What's the one that Mel Gibson did?
For Passion Straight of the Christ!
That's Easter movie, isn't it?
Oh, God.
So, similar sort of vibe to that, Danny.
What's What Women Want? Is that seasonal? Right, okay. Danny, I think I like this. I thought, as Mark said, it petered out. Also, I don't think there's much of a market for this film outside
of Easter. Passion of the Christ has Jesus in it. I think he's got the mileage to run throughout the entire year. So I'm going to say no.
Unless that could be a twist. Maybe Mackenzie Crook could be, like it turns out, maybe starts getting followers in his quest. And then that could be like he's like Jesus. Then I reckon I'd be more on board.
I'm going to say no. So, Mark, are you going to green light it?
If you say no, I've got to say no. Really.
Well, not really.
I can't fund it.
Well, it could just be a maybe.
Put it into
no, forget it. I need to do better. It's fine. Yeah. It's the ending was limp. I get it. Taking notes on board.
What was it called again?
Easter Egg Hunter.
Okay, Easter Egg Hunter. That's a no for Easter Egg Hunter. If there are any Twitter listeners that disagree, please tweet us and we'll make sure that Danny gets it. Danny, we'll speak to you on the next episode and hopefully we can green light a film for you.
Better next time, guys. See you later.
Bye, mate.
Cheers, mate. Goodbye. Another Easter film, by the way, is Candy Chicks and Rock and Roll. It was a sort of animated film.
And the point of that is, I'd never heard of it.
It's what? Oh, it's called Hop. Oh, that was just a quote. What's that then? That is a confusing poster. Right, there's an Easter film called Hop. Don't see it. And Life of Brian?
Life of Brian, yeah, technically.
Fubar Radio presents...
What a perfect run-in that was.
Yeah.
To speak with Rob Schneider on the telephone.
The first time I ever heard the C word out loud, I mean, I knew that it existed.
Yeah.
Then when I was 13, my first trip to London, England, and like within 45 seconds of being in the country, I had heard the word about 90 times.
Yeah.
Somebody on a double-decker bus had taken somebody else's seat. The next thing you know, I said, you fucking cunt. You bloody cunt. You fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Like, every Monday. Ian Boltworth. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That's time for the UK box office top 3.
Oh my god!
Box office.
Get down!
Top three. The UK box office top three. What was that? So, for any new listeners, that was the UK box office top three jingle. And we usually put like famous quotes, try and get famous quotes into the jingle. But instead, Mark held like an air machine gun and said, "Oh, get down! What was that?
I was trying to make it actually.
Get down! Put it together, man! What was it you said before that? You went, oh my god! What's that from?
I don't know, I just put more into it than I was expecting.
I know! You really went for it! You meant to do film lines! For God's sake. Okay. I hate snakes. That would have been one of the lines I was going to say.
This is Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Right. Mark's got the giggles. So there we go. He's actually crying of laughter. It's unbelievable. Can we... Fuck. Love! You've got the real version of Jimmy Carr's fake laugh. Oh, God. Right. Look at the tears.
Once I go. Oh, God.
Right. Okay. Do you need a tissue?
Fine.
You're fine. Put it together. In at number three. Black Panther. Director, Ryan Coogler. Also directed Creed and Fruitvale Station. Oh, no, I heard of... You seen Fruitvale Station?
No.
You saw Creed?
Oh, Creed 2's going to have Dolph Lundgren in, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So it's going to have the bloke that killed his dad.
I think... Okay, we might need to look this up for sure, but I think it's going to be his son against Creed.
No. That is actually amazing.
I think.
That is actually... So, like, basically, a new Rocky IV.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't die, did he, in it? So he's probably there as his son's trainer or something. That might be the case.
Brilliant. Now you're talking my language.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Drago, isn't it?
Amazing. So, okay, number three, Black Panther. We've discussed this on the show before, as it obviously was at number one.
Yeah.
I think, again, this might have to be confirmed, but I think it broke all Marvel records apart from the first Avengers. I think this is the highest, in the cinema, the highest opening weekend of any Marvel film.
Mm.
Bar the original Avengers Assemble. Yeah. I mean, I think...
I think you liked it more than me. I know what the film meant and what the sort of issues and the weights that the film was carrying.
Yeah.
And obviously I commend that. That's amazing. That's good. And it just shows that that also, I mean, it shouldn't have to be like this, but there is a market for that, for, what would you say, mainstream black cinema, I suppose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And audiences will go out in big numbers. But apart from that, the actual film, I did have to, did I tell you this? I had to leave early.
No, but don't surprise me.
So no, I had to leave. I was in America, and I had to leave early because I dropped my phone and it was getting repaired at the Apple store, and I had to go and collect it before
panicking.
The shop shut. And yeah. So I was a white guy that walked out. I just thought not look good. Just like half an hour before the end, just me walking out like I've gone, nah, not for me. Too many blacks.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was enjoying it, but I just wasn't enjoying it any more than any of the others, really.
Yeah. It's got the same. It's got the same format, hasn't it? It's got the same.
Well, it's a superhero movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. It's A. They got their way of doing it, and they know what works.
But for Ragnarok.
Ragnarok
was, you know, hilarious. I mean, it's a comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah. Ant-Man. I really like
Ant-Man.
Liked. And Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously, I think.
You're just listing films,
I'm listing films that I think I probably enjoyed more than this one.
Oh, right, okay.
But obviously they haven't got as big a meaning behind it. But
how many what out of five would you, or did you give it? I can't remember.
I don't know if we did we?
I think maybe because it was an Oscar special, we didn't, or something.
Yeah.
So how? All right, there you go. There's the question. How many what out of five would you give it?
I guess.
Here's a question. What do you think of the Black Panther as a superhero? Because I don't imagine you would have known who he was. Mark.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, this has still got to be a show that people are listening to.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
You've already had the giggles. You've slept, and now you're interrupting the host.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I can't imagine.
The thing is. No, don't leave. Don't walk out. Sean, come back.
Talk about Black Panther.
Come back. No, it's not. Never mind the Buzzcocks, mate. Ah, Black Panther. Eh. Is he actually gone? What's he doing? Is he just waiting? I didn't think it was that bad what I was saying. Anyway, Black Panther, good film. Anyway, let's go to number two on the box office chart, which is Peter Rabbit?
Not easy without me.
The point is, Sean, I needed someone else, but you were complaining because I was here. So it's the opposite trouble.
You're interrupting.
So it's Peter Rabbit, is
Stop
it?
Stop interrupting. Let me talk.
Is it, what were you going to say?
It's Tomb Raider 2.
Oh, is it?
In the number two is Tomb Raider, not Tomb Raider 2.
What were you going to say before when I was interrupting you?
Who cares? Tomb Raider 2. No, Tomb Raider is number two. There we go. What is going on? It's that fucking chicken. That's what it is. The chicken.
Know.
It just messes you. Even when you think, I've got past the chicken now, it comes back and gets you. Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people won't have seen this. I didn't watch it. I saw that it got one star in the Times.
Yeah.
And it completely went for it.
Really?
So, first of all, what I want to know is, before you talk about this Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Did you like the games?
Never into games.
Sorry?
Never been into games. Computer games or anything like that. It's never really... What?
What did you do then?
I went and played sport. Tennis.
Oh, my God.
And football and basketball and taekwondo and cricket.
So you didn't have a PlayStation?
I did have one.
But you didn't play it?
Not really.
N64? Mate, you've missed... I'm telling you, you've missed out on some golden years.
Like what?
GoldenEye on the N64?
Never heard of it.
GoldenEye on the
N64. Yeah. So that was the first one it came out with.
So, can't remember. So, did you not play Tomb Raider?
Only with around my mate's house or something. I'd watch them play Tomb Raider.
Mate, are you one of those?
I prefer watching. It's like watching a film.
What weird. You're like a parent. Just sits there watching your kids play a computer game. I got a special cartridge that you could plug into the back.
Oh, is this naughty?
Very naughty.
that you could plug into the back of your PS1,
yeah,
before it's called a PS1, a PlayStation,
yeah,
right? And you put a code in, and it dyed Lara Croft's hair blonde, and you got to see her breasts.
What?
Yeah, took off her top.
Shut up.
Yeah, you plugged it into the back of the PlayStation.
Typical blonde.
Yeah. Amazing. True story, though.
That's amazing.
That is true. I'm getting a note from the producer. That's not true. That is true. Yeah. So I'd make Lara Croft
topless. So when someone's attacking, though, would that sort of distract them?
Huh?
When someone's attacking, though, would that distract them?
It would distract me. Hey, go on. There you go. Yeah, that. Imagine, remember the graphics as well, how bad they were.
No, because I didn't play it.
Well, like 32-bit, so everything was pixelated.
Right.
And it was still a... Yeah. So, did you like the previous Tomb Raider films?
Films?
Yeah.
How many were there?
The Angelina Jolie films.
Is there more than one?
Yes. Cradle of Life was the second one.
I can't remember them. Did you like them? I like her.
Did I like them? No, not really.
No.
So you didn't go into the cinema thinking, Sean, or probably the audience are probably wondering, is this better than the last franchise? You won't be able to answer that question.
I assumed it would be, because I didn't think the last franchise was meant to be very good. Was it?
No, not really.
No, so I just assumed it would be better.
Right, Mark, tell us about Tomb Raider.
I went and watched it, Sean.
Yes.
It was more of an origin story, the beginning. So
yeah, that was very popular.
Really remember the Lara Croft. That is Lara Croft. What's Angelina Jolie one?
Yeah.
But you found out how she because in the game she just goes straight into being a kick ass, can beat everyone up.
So they're taking the Batman Begins approach. You get to see how she comes from. What is she? She's a courier.
Yeah.
Cycling courier.
She's a cycling courier, but she's from a family, a well-off family, and her dad is goes out and is an adventurer.
Yeah, archaeologist, bit like Indiana Jones.
But he's got lots of money and
sure.
Yeah, but they don't really there's one point I did have about that. They don't really explain why he was going off and doing these things. They didn't really explain why. They said he was rich, yeah, so he could afford to go and do these things. But didn't really say why. But she's shown at the beginning as having like weaknesses, and like she's like they show her in a boxing ring fighting a bit of MMA against another girl, and she gets beat up. So she's not shown as being this. She's not shown as being this invincible fighter that you kind of from the games and
yeah.
So I really liked the origin story aspect of it. And it was quite long until it got to the point of going into a tomb.
The film was quite... I think it's about to say the film was quite long until the end. Yeah.
But until the point when she goes in the tomb, I did enjoy that bit.
Okay.
But when she goes in the tomb, don't get me wrong, it's like got all the fancy special effects.
Action scenes.
But it's nothing new. We'd seen it all before in, like Indiana Jones or anything of that ilk.
I think for computer game fans, from the trailer, I think I've seen that there'll be a few sort of nice little gems for the people that used to play on the PlayStation 1. Like the way that she jumps is the way that she used to jump in the game. Cool stuff like that. It's fun.
So I didn't pick up on that.
You wouldn't
have
picked up on that because you were playing basketball.
I wouldn't say it was one star. It was entertaining.
Okay.
It was entertaining.
Was it too long, like most films?
Nah.
No, it was fine.
But I thought it broke it up nice because, the story getting up to the point of going into the tomb.
Yeah.
And then when she's in the tomb, it's changing it up a bit, changing the vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. There are bits that are stupid.
Like what?
Oh, God, I wish I'd remembered.
It's the film. I know I've not seen anything, but you did see it.
No, there's just... points that are ridiculous. Like there's the guy that she's sort of against in it.
What some might say the bad guy. Yeah,
the bad guy.
Fuck.
Language, Sean.
Unbelievable.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
It's like so. I don't really want to give her a spoiler. Spoiler.
Okay, there's a spoiler warning there.
Yeah. Okay. There's a spoiler warning. So it's all about finding this this old woman in the tomb that was buried alive, and they said she had magical powers, and she was buried there because she had caused trouble. There's a twist. I won't give away the twist.
Yeah.
The bad guy wants to take a part of her into the world because it has magical powers to it. So
yeah.
But he finds out that it's not what it seems, mm-hmm. and that this thing is actually really dangerous.
Yes.
Yet he still wants to take... It just makes no sense.
Yeah, like, it sounds boring. You've bored me talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Tomb Raider in number two. And number one for the Easter break, it's Peter Rabbit, which I've not seen.
Oh, so is... Oh, yeah.
And I have no interest in... So, yeah, so there is
Easter
An Easter theme. I did say that, actually, but you were talking over me.
That doesn't sound like me.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know much about it. Did
directed by Will Gluck, who directed Easy A, Friends with Benefits, and the remake of Annie, which I didn't think did very well. And it stars James Corden and Domhnall Gleeson, as well as, I can't say...
The voiceover star of them.
Yeah.
The voiceover. Are there humans in it? Is it a bit like Paddington, or is it all a cartoon?
Who's that?
Faisal Bazzi.
Faisal Bazzi.
Barzai.
Okay.
Z.
Not seeing it. It's a feature adaptation of Beatrix Potter's classic tale of a rebellious rabbit trying to sneak into a farmer's vegetable garden.
Sounds very exciting.
I'm not going to see it. I've got no interest.
I mean, Danny's movie pitch sounds better than that.
And I remember people weren't happy with James Corden doing the voice for the rabbit. I know there was a bit of a backlash over
Why?
That. I think that I think Peter Rabbit was meant to be a bit more sort of... A bit more English and proper, perhaps.
Yeah.
But James Corden also, you know, is big in America, I think, apparently, and therefore might be able to, you know, sell some seats over there.
Yeah.
So that's a reason. Not going to see it. I imagine it's crap.
It's obviously doing well, though.
Why?
Because it's the top of the box office.
Oh, yeah.
You idiot.
There you go. All right. So that was the UK box office. Top.
Get down!
Three. Shut up, you idiot. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are running when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange.
stream. No one remembers your name when you stream.
People Are Strange by Echo and the Bunnymen. That is from The Lost Boys.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Have you seen that?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Well done. Did you see it?
Probably.
Okay. It's now time to speak to our special guest, comedian, comic actor, writer. It's my friend, who I've been in many things with. It's Marek Larwood. Hello, mate.
Oh, hi, Sean.
I knew he'd do something stupid. Hello, Marek.
Is this a really serious podcast, then?
I don't know. What do you reckon? Have you heard any of it?
No, I'm sort of saving it for when I retire. You know, you want to say the best things when you get old. I thought when I get to 65, I'll just line up these podcasts and listen back to it so I've got something to look forward to.
I do that with roast dinner with Yorkshire pudding, so I'll save him to the end.
I do that.
Yeah.
There you go, that's the same. Marek, you've also got a film podcast.
Well, I've stopped doing it because no one listened to it, Sean.
It's not stopped us.
Yeah, you're still doing it. So, I mean, I don't have to. I've got another one I've just started, which is pointless, yeah. What?
So,
big podcasts are pointless, aren't they?
But they're fun. Do you do it alone?
I've started a new one called Marek Makes a Movie because, as you know, we all like films. I thought I should try and make a film. And I go and speak to filmmakers, people who've made short films and editors and stuff like that, about what it takes to make a film. And I try and get people to send me money, to which I'm going to use the budget for my film. So I will make a blockbuster.
That's a great idea.
One day. Yeah.
Okay, so what's it called so people can check it out and then hopefully donate money to your film?
It's called Marek Makes a Movie.
Oh, you said.
But it's really geeky.
It's really
so
geeky.
If you listen to it, it's like proper boring editing things and sound and microphones.
Sort of like this,
that,
then, so. Yeah. Sort of highbrow shit. Yeah.
not as sexy though.
Okay, so we've done lots of stuff together. Is this true that you've been in a film, Mitchell and Webb's the Magicians, and you played Colin?
Yeah.
I don't think you ever told me about that.
Oh, it was about 10 years ago.
What?
And
what did you do?
Really non-eventful film. Obviously, I was playing someone who may or may not have learning disability.
Do you feel typecast? Is that what you're?
Yeah. I have a phone call coming. I don't know if you're hearing that beeping. My agent called me. It's the first time in a year. If you can hear that beeping, she's saying, "Get off that! Whatever you do, don't do that show."
Sorry,
magicians on that show.
Sorry, mate. You're on this show, and you're contractually you've got to stay. You're here to tell us your hateful three. What are the three films that you hate the most? We won't keep you long. I know you're going to the cinema. What are you going to see?
Yeah, I'm going to go and see this new. What's that bloke with a cleft palate called? Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh yeah. What? Where he plays Jesus?
He's got a new film. I can tell you about it. I always have IMDb. Don't know about you, but I always have IMDb on in the background when I'm doing a film podcast because my memory's absolutely awful.
Well, we've got our producer Natalie, who has the brain of. She is our IMDb.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's brilliant.
I'm going to go and see You Were Never Really There, or Never Really Here, rather.
Okay.
Which is about Joaquin Phoenix playing some war veteran. Anyway, so my worst films, I hate all superhero films.
Oh.
I hate the genre.
Even Black Panther?
Well, you can't say hate that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Well done. You passed the test.
I'm just sick of superhero films, but if I had to pick three... Well, first of all, I'd like to talk about The Shape of Water.
Oh!
I think it's the worst film to ever win an Oscar. Wow.
Amazing! What? Okay, but I really want to hear this. So before you go on what seems like it might be a rant, what did you think should have won?
Well, I haven't seen Phantom Thread. I saw most of the others. I thought it was a poor year for Oscars, but Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was the best of them, I thought.
Yeah, that's what Mark thought. I would have gone Dunkirk. Tell us about Shape of the Water.
Basically, a deaf and dumb woman tries to to fuck a fish bucket. I mean, a better thing would be me sticking my dick in some cotton chips. That would be better. It's a shit Amelie and a shit Splash. The worst of those two films combined, and it's just got one of those green, you know, like when you see The Matrix was really green.
Yeah.
They've got some weird sort of turquoise wash over it.
Yeah.
I could not believe that it was nominated and it won. So I think that's overrated for people to go and see that.
Yeah, no, that's good to know because that's current as well, so thank you.
Have you both seen that?
No.
I've seen it, yeah. Chick fucks a fish. I really like Pads Labyrinth. I agree. Yeah, I don't see how this is one best film, but I didn't dislike it as much as you. Okay, we're gonna move you on swiftly to your second film. If we count as your first, what's your second?
I hate gangster films.
Do you like films, Eric?
Yeah, I love films. I love any film that's got. Normally got blue in the title is a sign of a good film. Like Blue is Ruin, Blue is the Warmest Colour.
Blue Velvet.
Some Blue Velvet. Any lesbo films are normally good. not as in pornography, but as in the films about that. I'm a big fan of films. I recently watched, my favourite film was embarrassing because it's The Shawshank Redemption. I've watched most of the IMDb top 250. It's not cool to say you like the Shawshank Redemption, but
I love
it again
it.
Recently.
Amazing!
It is so brilliant. This is a good game for you. You both do on your show, which we used to do on our now defunct show, which is called the IMDb top. You get your IMDb number. So on IMDb, there's if you scroll to the bottom, it's the Internet Movie Database, which is a sort of Bible, that and Rotten Tomatoes for people who like film. You scroll to the bottom and click on top 250, and it gives you the voted top 250 films of all time.
We've got to nick this off Marek's old podcast. Yeah. We've got to do this.
Yeah, and you scroll through all the numbers. You go through all the numbers, and the first film that you haven't seen is your IMDb number.
Ah. That's amazing. We've got to do that.
Yeah.
Right, we will do that. Next episode of Filmish, we will do that. So, okay, so hang on. So, you hate all superhero films. You hate all gangster films?
Yeah, I hate any film in which someone says Muppet in it that isn't one of the Muppet films.
Oh, you mean... you mean like so British gangster movies? You don't hate The Godfather?
No, I love The Godfather.
Yeah.
I love American gangster movies are fine.
So, you don't like Lockstock?
I don't mind Lockstock. It's the one I hate the most is The Sweeney, and I also hate Welcome to the Punch. They're both really glamorising arseholes. Yeah, that bloke's great. He killed he literally killed people and threatened people, and yet they're somehow glamorised as really, really cool, and that's their personality. I hate it. I hate those violent men, and when I see films like that, it makes me want to puke.
That's good. I feel like this hateful free section could go on for a lot longer with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of films I don't like.
Okay, and so basically we've actually got more. So we've got all superhero films, gangster, sort of London gangster films. We're going to include Shape of Water. So like a bonus film, what is that before we move on to your song and the end of the show?
I think one of the worst films, big budget films I've seen in recent times is The Hobbit.
Oh, I couldn't get through that.
Both of those.
Yeah, that was poor.
Awful.
That was tough. Mark, Hobbit?
I didn't dislike it.
Okay. Yeah, no, tough viewing. Why make three films when it's just one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just repeating The Lord of the Rings. Really.
Exactly. And the source material is so good, and I had that much money, to fuck that up is a travesty, really. You shouldn't mess that up. It's just studios, I think, having too much saying things. I don't know. It was just so long, and all the people were... Half the dwarves didn't even look like dwarves. Dwarves aren't good looking. You should never want to bone a dwarf. I'm not saying that. Let me qualify that. I'm not saying that as in dwarves is in the sense of the guy from Game of Thrones. I'm saying dwarves is in the Tolkien dwarves.
Yeah, got you. Not little people. Actual medieval sort of fantasy
hairy
dwarves.
Hairy ones.
Cool. Yeah. We're going to end on that. Marek, thank you so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure.
And I'll see you on... don't be stupid, we love it. And I'll see you on Ramesh Ranganathan's The Reluctant Landlord sitcom that we're both in.
Yes, blood.
Wicked.
Take care.
Bye, mate.
Enjoy the film. Ta-da.
I think I cut him off saying bye to you. Yeah. So that was Marek Larwood. Thanks so much for coming on. Top man, very funny. This is his song, A Real Hero, by College and Electric Youth. The song from Drive with... Oh, we forgot to ask him which Ryan he would do. Gosling or Reynolds.
So quickly, call him back.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's got to be. He's picked a song from Drive. It's Gosling. Natalie's
nah,
right.
Nah, not having that.
Yeah.
I'm not having that.
Okay, I've been Sean Walsh. As always.
Yeah.
Joined by Mark Simmons.
Yeah, me.
That's it. Cut. That's the film.